Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you are our numbers guy. You love analytics. You love numbers. I want to throw some numbers off of you, and I want you to tell me what you believe the statistical outcome would be, okay? We're going to start easy with this, all right? Team 1 runs 9 plays for 19 yards, only accrues 1 first down offensively, okay? Team 2, 28 plays, 84 yards, 6 first downs. Okay.
They were really just going 3 yards in a cloud of dust there.
Which team leads 17-0?
You would think the other one, team 2, but I would imagine this is team 1.
It would be team 1.
2 pick sixes? Scoop and score? What do we got?
It would be team 1 does lead 17-0. This is of the Syracuse Pitt game, okay, where Pitt stormed out to a 17-0 lead on the Syracuse Orange before their offense drove down the field and scored a touchdown, okay, to take a 24-0 lead. The reason why they were able to have such bad numbers yet have a 3-score advantage,
oh God, Kyle McCord,
is because of Kyle McCord, who started the game 3 of 11 for 36 yards, 3 touchdowns.
3 interceptions.
No.
To the other team.
He actually had 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He ended up throwing 3 pick sixes. Two of them came on their opening 4 drives.
My goodness.
It went Pitt punt, Syracuse pick six, Syracuse interception, Pitt field goal, Syracuse pick six.
Good God.
Kyle McCord finished the game. Okay.
I just looked at his stat line for the first time.
35 of 64, 321 yards, 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 3 of which were returned for touchdowns in the first half.
Well, that's what happens when you run for 0.2 yards.
Per carry. Yeah. I have never, like, think of this. Pitt won a football game 41-13 over Syracuse. They were 2 of 9 on third down.
They didn't have 200 yards of offense.
They had 217 yards of offense. 144 passing, 73 rushing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't account for the backup quarterback there. That's my mistake.
They had 217 yards of total offense.
That's got to be the most points ever scored with the least amount of yards. 200 yards of offense, 41 points. Like, it's the math there is just insane.
Syracuse possessed the ball for 41 minutes and 12 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And lost 41-13.
How do you possess the ball for that long and run for 6 yards?
Well, you throw 3 pick sixes.
But, I mean, seriously, though, think about this. How do you possess the ball that long if you only run for 6 yards?
Because you spot them 17 points out the gate and you have to throw the football. Running the ball gets you nowhere. You're trying to make up 3 scores. Like, you have no other choice.
They still ran the ball 29 times. The number of plays here is insane. 64 passing plays, 29 rushes. You get damn near 90 plus plays out there. Like,
Pitt
what the
ran 44
hell?
Plays.
They got doubled up. That's insane. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator and you've got this lead, I mean, you're not doing anything, right? You're just handing it off between the tackles and like occasionally. I mean, again, they threw the ball 22 times and 7 of those were their backup quarterback.
Crazy thing about this, heading into that game, Syracuse was 5-1 with their one loss being a 26-24 loss to Stanford in week 3. They had, remember, they beat UNLV, which was a top 25 team. They beat NC State, mm-hmm. which was a darling preseason. They have not lived up to that.
No.
Of being like a playoff buster.
Yeah.
Right? They have come out and they've, you sit there and you're like, oh, wow. All right. This is why preseason polls suck, is because it broke everybody's brain, the preseason rankings, as to what this team was. They also beat Georgia Tech in week two after Georgia Tech beat Florida State, right? Remember that, where everybody was really high on Georgia Tech?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, well, they lost to Syracuse. And we all went, well, hey, maybe Syracuse is pretty good. They are not.
They're not.
They are
not. Maybe Pitt's pretty good.
I think Pitt is pretty good. They're undefeated, man. Mm. They are now 7-0 in unbeaten in conference play. Everybody's talking about Clemson and Miami, but here comes Pitt just plugging right along. So that was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I don't know if I...
Yeah, that's definitely up there.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that before. And the fact that the way that it happened, like three pick sixes in the first half,
it's insane.
Of a game.
Yeah. I mean, the likelihood of getting one is very small.
No. And having two in your first four drives?
Yeah. And three, and like, well, it was 34, 39, and 50-something yards. Like, they weren't like little short ones.
No. You want to hear my favorite part of it?
Mm.
Five interceptions to five different players.
So everyone made a play. Were any of them on, like, lobs to the boundary?
Look, everything looked like a lob to the boundary. Kyle McCord sacked himself in that game. Rolled his ankle.
Oh, no.
Literally, had room.
Oh,
nobody
no.
was around him. He was just going to try to, like, quarter roll out and just went, rolled his ankle, fell down. It was like, yeah, it's one of those nights, my dude.
Man.
Yeah. So the Syracuse Orange.
The NIL check's still clear.
Boy, oh boy. And I think Ohio State fans are sitting there going, see? We told you he's not very good.
Michigan fans are probably like, still better than what we've got.
We take him.
They would. They would.
Oh, man. I love that.
Gross.
I love that. So, there we go. That fun with stats. You broke the stat game. You knew it was too good to be true. 9 plays, 19 yards, 1 first down. To Syracuse's 28 plays, 84 yards, and 6 first downs, yet Pitt led that game 17-0 early because of 2 pick sixes and another pick leading to a field goal. God bless college football. I love it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.